The Irish Times, election 2011.
Now, I'm joined by Mick Fielty, who's the brain behind Slugger O'Toole, Ireland's foremost independent website for analysis and debate and discussion of politics. Mick, Slugger O'Toole, like the Irish Times, is an all-Ireland institution, but unlike the Irish Times, it's based in Belfast. So I wanted to get your views on what is the perspective from the North on this election?
Most ordinary people in Northern Ireland haven't really paid much attention to it. The political classes, though, around Stormont, around that kind of the Belfast bubble, so to speak, are absolutely gripped by it. Not least because of the epic character of the whole thing. Fianna Fáil is much admired by people right across the political piece within the political parties, just for its capacity to win elections. And of course, the one thing that we do have connecting both political cultures, and in many ways they are utterly different, is STV PR. People are intimately gripped by the drama that happens when it happens. But generally from a day-to-day basis, you might as well have the Berlin Wall kind of built somewhere between Louth and South County Down.
But the big issues, you know, the financial crisis, the bailout, the cutbacks, the economic issues, how do they resonate, if at all, across the border?
I think the banking bailout, again, it's an epic saga. There's also been overhang in terms of the fact that there are two major Irish banks trading in the north as well, in a way that they're not in England. And some considerable concern about the liquidity crisis as it's showing businesses, particularly, I think, watching how things are going in the south.
Because a lot of businesses in Northern Ireland would have benefited from the boom south of the border over the last 10 years as well.
And we've had also the kind of retail boom over the last couple of years, with the differential between VAT and Newry and Enniskillen, Derry even doing very well out of that. The real concern at the moment, most minds in the north is turned to the east, because what's coming down the line is some of the most ferocious cuts that they've seen. Really, for the last 2 years, we've been standing watching on board snip bad budgets with the promise of more bad budgets coming in, almost as a kind of a disinterested observer. Now suddenly the cold wind's blowing in from the east, rather much in the same sort of way.
People do tend to say about Northern Ireland that it's the last bastion of state socialism in Europe. So it might be said that cuts might be felt even more deeply in Northern Ireland because it's so dependent on state support.
The famous quote about the DUP is that it sits to the right on the constitution but very much to the left on social issues, and that's pretty much because everybody in the north, from the DUP to Sinn Féin, is actually de facto in opposition to the Chancellor of the Exchequer.
But still have to carry out his wishes.
Yes, absolutely, and it's going to be a long time before they get rid of state socialism. 71% of all jobs in Northern Ireland, all employment, originates in the public purse. That's not a politics that would fly down here.
No, not at all. And there's one party, of course, which stands candidates across both jurisdictions. That's Sinn Féin. Mm-hmm. How closely will Sinn Féin's performance in this election be observed, and what implications will that performance have north of the border?
Even if they only get 12, 11, 13% of the vote down here, it is the party that most Northerners are going to be watching. They are our skin in the game, whether for political opponents or for supporters. So it's going to be watched very, very carefully. Sinn Féin it was very much watched back in 2007, and it was a big story that they seemed to flatline, or at least flatline against some of the expectations around then. I think there's a good story in it for this time. They've got a bounce. Everybody after the last time was saying, your All-Ireland thing's finished, whatever. But they persevered. They got Piers Doherty getting some dynamic into the game. And I think it's genuinely going to be exciting for people in the north, regardless of whether they're Sinn Féin supporters or not.
Mick, thanks for joining us.